Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is called This is What Everyone Gets Wrong About Cats. This video discusses some myths about cats or some things that we usually think about cats but are actually wrong. I'm a cat person, so I found this video especially interesting, but even if you're not a cat person, it's always interesting to find out if you've been believing in myths like these. So if you're interested, go ahead and take a look at that video after this pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's read our sentence. Purring has traditionally been interpreted as happiness, but it's closer to a cat asking you to keep doing whatever you're doing. So in this sentence, they're talking about one of the things that people often misunderstand or assume about cats, and they're talking about a behavior that they do. They purr and explaining why they do this. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. Purring has traditionally been interpreted as happiness, but it's closer to a cat asking you to keep doing whatever you're doing. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is purr. So purr is a verb, and to purr is to make a certain sound. It is the sound that cats make when they're happy or when they're content. Our sentence talked about how it is also kind of a way to encourage you to keep doing whatever you're doing. So maybe you're petting your cat. So if they start purring, they're telling you to keep petting them. They like it. They're content with that. And they want to encourage you to keep doing it. So an example sentence would be, the cat purred as I pet him. All right, the next word is hiss. Hiss is also a verb, and it's another sound that cats make. So to hiss is to make a sound that sounds like a long S, and it's the sound that cats make when they are angry. So if you've ever made a cat angry, you may have heard this hissing sound, this sound that sounds like a long S. And you could say something like, the cat hissed when my dog tried to sniff it. All right, our next word is yowl. Yowl is another verb, and it is yet another sound that cats make. So this sound is similar to a meow, so you probably have heard this word before, meow. So while meowing is a normal sound for cats to make, they meow to get your attention or just to say hello. If a cat yowls, they're probably sad or they're distressed, and it sounds like that. It's more drawn out, it's longer, and it sounds kind of sad or upset. So you could say something like, the stray cat yowls every night. Okay, our next word is traditionally, and traditionally is an adverb. So if you do something traditionally, you do it in the way that people have been doing it for a long time. So it's kind of a part of a custom or a practice or a belief. You could say something like, lasagna is traditionally made with beef, but I'm a vegetarian, so I leave that out. So in that sentence, it would mean that lasagna has a custom of being made with beef. So usually people make it with beef, or for a long time, people have made it with beef. So it is traditionally made with beef. The next word is related to traditionally, and it is traditional. Traditional is an adjective, and it's something that follows customs or beliefs or practices that people have followed for a long time. So you could say something like, during the festival, everyone dressed up in traditional clothing from their countries. So traditional clothing would be clothing that people have worn for a long time. So maybe if you were from Japan, traditional clothing for you would be a kimono. And if you were from a different country, then traditional clothing would be something different. The next word is also related to traditionally and traditional, and it is tradition. So tradition is the noun form of these words, and a tradition is a way of thinking or behaving or doing something that has been used by people for a long time. It could also be stories or beliefs or something like that that are part of the culture of a certain group of people. And you could say something like, our family usually spends Christmas at home, but we broke with tradition this year. So if you say that you break with tradition, that means that you do something that goes against tradition. You don't follow tradition. So in this case, our family usually spends Christmas at home, so that is our tradition, spending Christmas at home. But we decided to go somewhere else this year, so we broke with tradition. Our next word is interpret. Interpret is a verb, and to interpret means to explain the meaning of something or to understand something in a certain way. So you could say something like, I interpreted his behavior to mean that he was upset. But interpret also has another meaning. Interpret can also mean to translate the words of a person. So if a person is speaking and then you translate those words into another language. So you can either translate those words also into spoken language, or you could also use sign language to translate those words. So for example, you could say, some of our audience members don't speak English, so we will need someone to interpret for them. All right, our next word is related to interpret, and it is interpreter. So an interpreter is someone that interprets things. And an interpreter is different from a translator because an interpreter translates things orally. So one person says something and then they also use spoken words to translate that thing. But a translator translates written text. So an example sentence for interpreter would be, Wayne hired an interpreter to help him during his business trip. Okay, those are all of our vocabulary words, so let's read our sentence one more time. Purring has traditionally been interpreted as happiness, but it's closer to a cat asking you to keep doing whatever you're doing. All right, that is all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, are you a cat person? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.